Now the Mishnah, Yitzchesh and Adesh. Notlim liyodayim lechulin, lemaiser, letruma, lekodesh matbilin. There's a din of netilas yodayim. For somebody who wants to eat chulin b'tahara, we'll see, and also if you eat bread, they were gozer that you have to wash for fear that people would come to eat truma with hands that are not clean, pure spiritually, not necessarily dirty.
Why?
No, because what's it called? This way, everybody gets into the habit. So the kohanim also. A meiser in truma, the kodesh matbilan, and kodesh you have to dip your hands into a mikvah. Not matilas yadayim won't help. The chatas im nitmu yodav nitmu gufo, and by chatas there's no such thing. In order to be involved in paraduma, right? There's no such thing as just your hands becoming. All these halachas of hands being tamei is only the rabbanon. Either you're tamei or not tamei. The rabbanon, it's possible for your hands to be tamei and the rest of your body not. That's only legavi meiser, truma, and kodesh. But legavi paraduma, if your hands become tamei, your whole body is tamei, and you have to have a tevila of your whole body. Tova lechulin, huchzik lechulin. If you are tovel, in order to be able to eat chulin b'tahara, people used to eat chulin only when they were tahar. So if you will go to the mikveh with the in mind to become tahar, to eat your chulin b'tahara, then you're tahar for that. But also the meiser. But you're not allowed to eat meiser because the tefillah helps for what you intended to do. And it doesn't help for what you don't. It's all the rabbanans. A tovel the meiser, huzik the meiser, also the truma. If you had intention for meiser, it helps for that, but not for truma. Tovel the truma, huzik the truma, also the kodesh. If you had intention that you're toveling for the sake of eating truma, you can't eat korbanos. Tovel the kodesh, huzik the kodesh, also the chatas. For kodesh helps for kodesh, but not for paraduma. Tovel the chamur, mutar lekal. However, whatever helps for the more serious thing helps for the less serious thing. And therefore, if you're tovel for paraduma, then it helps for everything. And if you're tovel for kodesh, it helps for truma, meiser, and chulin, and so on. Tovel v'lo hulzik, ki'ilo tovel. If you were tovel and you didn't have anything in mind, then it's as if you weren't tovel. We'll see what that means, what it applies to. Bigdei am ha'aretz, medrash leprushim. The clothing in am ha'aretz is tamei medrash for prushim. In other words, we are afraid that maybe the am ha'aretz's wife, who's a nida, came in contact with the clothing and sat on them or whatever, and then the halacha is that they're an avatuma and they're metamei adam mitkelim. So you have to treat the begod of an am ha'aretz as if they're tamei an avatuma. Bigdei prushim medrash lochvei truma, and the begodim of prushim of talmidei chachamim, but not people who eat truma, not kohanim, they're tamei legabi people who eat truma. Bigdei ochvei truma medrash lekodesh. People who eat truma, their begodim are tamei for somebody who's eating kodesh. Bigdei kodesh medrash lechatos, and the begodim of somebody who eats korbanos is considered tamei legabei paraduma. Yosef ben Yoezer hayachosid shebekohuna. Yosef ben Yoezer was the epitome of a kohen who was a chosid. V'haysam mitpachto medrash lekodesh. Yet his hat was tamei medrash legabei kodesh. Yochan ben Gudgoda haya ochel al taras hakodesh kol yomav haya mitpat o medrash lechatos. And Yochi ben Gudgoda ate everything he did as if it was korbanos, and still his begodim were a medrash for people who brought paraduma. Okay, see Rashi. What's this Mishnah doing here? In the end, we'll see the Mishnah's deal with things that have to do with Yontif. So Agav, it brought all these things. I think even more, the halacha is the person has to be tahar during Yontif, Sorech Latiris Atzmo Beregel. And therefore, all these halachas of Tumah and Tahara are nogeya to Chol HaMoed and to Yontif. Okay. Rashi, not only adayim lechulna ma'isra truma, dai lohem benetila, the kli. You only have to wash them from a kli, she'ein bo el revius mayim, which has a minimum of a revius. You don't have to be tovel them in a mikvah. Lekodesh matbilin, avalech o shlomim o chatas v'oshim, lekohanim, yesh ma'ilo, she'tzorech lahatbil yodayim barboim soa. It's not enough to wash your hands from a kli, you have to dip them into a mikvah. The apopi she'ein amel estam yodayim, even though they're only stam yodayim. In other words, they're not vadi tamei, but you didn't watch them and make sure that you kept them tahar. That's called stam yodayim. Shalom nogu betuma d'oraisa hametamei is kol aguf. You didn't touch anything that would make you tamei min hatorah, which then your whole body becomes tamei. But either you touch things that make your hands tamei, or you didn't touch anything. You didn't watch them and make sure that you didn't touch anything that would make them tamei, and then you have to wash them before you can eat kodesh. Ulechatas liga b'mechatas ma'ima muktoshim be'efer para lahazus me'enaf tmei mesim. In order to be involved with the para aduma, yesh mala yisera. It's an extra milas. All the rabbanim milas. Im nitmu yodav ba'achas min hadvarim hametamis aydaim v'lo es aguf. If your hands became tamei with one of the things the rabbanim were gozer that are matami hands, but not a matami the whole body. Kigon vlad hatuma, kigon like a vlad hatuma, kigon sefer. You touched a sefer. They were gozer that svarim are matame sifrei kodesh, matame the hands, because they used to put truma next to svarim, and the mice would come and destroy the svarim and eat the truma. So they said if you touch a sefer, your hands become tame, so people would not put truma near svarim. The chol tumo shehein midivrei sofrim, which are the things we learn in Shabbos, the yud ches dvarim, that the rabbanim were gozer, that are metame yaseyodayim. Nitma haguf, v'chol haguf tzorot tzvila, right? If your hands, by paraduma, they made a mila, that if your hands become tame, you don't become tar until you have a tzvila of your whole body. V'chol milas halalu shezeh gavo mizeh midivrei sofrim. All these things are only rabbanim. V'haydin nokat luhu hacha, why does it mention these things here? Gabi hilchus harego, by yomtif, v'shiyesh besof and hilchus harego. Because in the end, their halachas have to do with yomtif. Sha'amei ha'aretz chashuvim tahorim b'regel, v'lo b'sharim os hashona. That amei ha'aretz are considered tahar during the regel. Everybody's careful during the regel to be tahar, so an amei ha'aretz has credibility legabe his tahara on yomtif, during the yomtif, but not afterwards. But not the rest of the year. The Sof Chomer Bekodesh, and then end of the next parak, which is all one continuation, it speaks about that, so it brought all these halachas down, agav. Tova lechulin husik lechulin, va'odzu maila, another maila. The person went to the mikveh with the intention of being able to eat chulin. Husik lechulin, it helps for chulin. Kolomer and skavin litbol l'shem chulin asal ha'maiser. But if he didn't have in mind that he's toveling for the sake of maiser, he can't eat maiser unless he goes to the mikveh again. Hugzik loshin kavona. Hugzik means that's what your intention was. Kolomer niskavin lahamid gufa becheskes tahar lechulin. You intended to make your status tahar regarding chulin, then it's only tahar legabe chulin. Lemaiser sheni anechol b'Yerushalayim. Maiser means maiser sheni, which you have to eat in Yerushalayim, has to be eat b'tahara, you can't eat it b'tuma. So that also, if you had intention to go to the mikvah for the sake of eating maaser sheni, it doesn't help for kodesh. V'lo hulzik lo niskavin l'shem tefilas tahara el l'rechitza b'alma. If you went to take a bath in a mikvah, but not for the sake of becoming tahar, then it doesn't help. We'll see what doesn't help for in the Gemara. But going to the mikvah without kavana doesn't help, for something at least. Medris av hatuma l'tami av mekela. Medris is a word that means that the thing becomes tamei like an avatuma in order to be matame other mekelim. An avatuma is matame people and kelim, and surely food and drink. And a vladatuma is only matame food and drink, not people and not kelim. Kemedris hazav shematame other mekelim. Like a medris hazav. Medris hazav is something the zav either sat on, walked on, becomes an avatuma, and it's matame other mekelim. Kedirsi v'isha shiyigav mishkavo yechabish begodav. If somebody touched something that a zav lied on, then he has to, what's it called, go to a mikveh, because he becomes tamei, which means that it's metamei odom, and if it's metamei odom, it's metamei kelim too. Liprushim laochle chulein b'tahara. Prushim are people who ate chulin only when they were tahar. They made chulin as if it was Kodesh. La'ochle truma kohanim. V'chol elu malos midibrei sofrim. All these things are only derabbanan. She'amru she'ein shmiras tarosan shel elu chashuva shmira etzel elu. That they said that the degree of carefulness you have legabe one level of tahara doesn't help legabe the higher level. Because you have to have intention for that level of tahara. Umitov shehein elu etzel elu ki'ilu lo shamrua gazru bahem bibigdeyem shema yashva bahem ishto nida v'hari ein medris hanida. Hachi meforish lo beperik ha-shochi. Right, that therefore, since if you are a person who eats truma, your level of carefulness, legabe is a truma level, but not a level that would befit korbanos. So a person clothing who eats truma is good for him, but it's metame, somebody who wants to eat kodesh, he has to go to the mikveh before he can eat kodesh, if he came in contact with those clothing. Okay. Chulin u'maiser mi boi netilas shadayim. Chulin u'maiser, you have to wash for it. V'raminu, hatruma v'abikurim chayovim aleya misa v'chomesh v'osu l'zorim v'heim nichse kohen v'olim be'echad u'meya u'ta'una netilas shadayim v'harib shemesh. Hare elu b'truma bikurim ma she'enkim u'maiser v'chol shem b'chulin. Right? Chori, you have to wash your hands before you can eat chulin or maiser. Right? Maiser, it says, what's it called? Not like that. It says that Truma and Bikurim have the same level of Kedusha. Bikurim are called Truma, in fact. They're, your Chayiv Misa, somebody eats them who's not a Kohen, it's Chayiv Misa. If a Chomesh has to pay back what he ate plus an extra fifth for Kapora, if he did it b'shogeg, but also Lizarim, it's not allowed to be eaten by somebody who's not a Kohen. The hein nichse kohen, and they belong to the kohen. He could even use it to marry a woman, or to do anything else he wants with it. It's his money. Ba'olin becher umeya, and if it gets mixed in with chulin, the truma or the bikurim, right? It doesn't become bottle unless there's 100 times chulin keneged the truma. Utaunatilsa, and you have to wash before you eat it. You have to wash your hands before you eat it, even if you're not tamei at all. Right, and you just didn't watch and guard your hands from touching anything tameh, we assume that's called stam yodayim, and you have to wash before you eat truma and bikurim. And also, you need harib shemesh, that after you go to the mikveh, you can't eat truma until the day passes. You have to go to the mikveh in the daytime, and then it has to be after sunset, after atzei sakochav, and that's when you're allowed to eat truma. These things apply to truma bikurim. Masha'enke b'maiser. By maiser doesn't apply. If you're tamei and you want to eat maiser, so you don't have to wait till the nighttime. You can eat immediately after you go to the mikveh. And you don't have to wash for it. And you're not chayiv misa if a zor eats it. And all these other halachas. It's batul b'shishim or barov, not echad m'meya. So all these things don't apply to maiser, and surely they don't apply to chulin. So kasha maiser a maiser, kasha chulin a chulin. Our Mishnah says you have to wash for Meiser and you have to wash for Chulin. And this Brisa says you don't have to wash for Chulin or Meiser. So both of them are Akasha. Tamara says, Bishloma Meiser, Meiser, Lokasha, Horeb Meir, Horeb Bonin. Right? Meiser, it depends who you hold like. Legabi Meiser, Reb Meir, the Rabbonin. Disnan, Kolaton, Bias Mai, Midivre Sofrin, Mitami Es HaKodesh, Uposel Es HaTruma, Umutel Chulin, Meiser, Divre Meir. Reb Meir holds that Meiser is like Chulin. And therefore, anything that you have to go to the mikveh, midrabbanan, anything that you're tamei midrabbanan, so it's metame kodesh. In other words, it becomes like an av hatuma, it's a vlad hatuma. Anything that makes you tamei midivrei sofrim is a vlad hatuma. So a vlad, right, is a sheni. So a sheni makes a shlishi bakodesh, and a shlishi makes a revi. When it comes to kodshim, there's 4 levels of tumah. So if you're holding by 2, it's going to make the next thing tamei, meaning it'll make another one, a 4. So a sheni will make a shlishi, which will make a revi. So the shlishi is tamei, because it makes other things tamei. So by anything that you have to go to the mikveh, because you're tamei midrabanan, is a vlad atumah, it makes something kodesh tamei to make something else tamei. It makes a shlishi to make a revi. But it's posel es hatruma. By truma, there's only a shlishi. There's no revi. So a sheni will make a shlishi, but the shlishi won't make a revi, so it's not tameh, it's just pasul. Because it doesn't make anything else tameh. That's called pasul. So it's pasul's truma, it's metameh kodesh, umutr lechula meiser. And there's no shlishi by chulin and meiser. So therefore the sheni can't do anything to anything else, it ends there when it comes to chulin and meiser. That's what a mayor holds. The chachamim osrim b'meiser. And the chachamim say, no, meiser can also have a shlishi. So the meiser, the mission that says you have to wash for meiser holds like the rabbanan. And the braiser that says you don't wash for meiser holds like the mayor. Ela chulin achulin kasha. Meiser chulin is the meiser. One says you have to wash for chulin, one says you don't have to wash for chulin. Lo kasha. Kan ba'achila, kan b'negiya. When you eat, and we'll see only bread, you have to wash for chulin too. But the braisa that says you don't have to wash for chulin means if you want to touch the chulin. You don't passel chulin, you don't make it tameh just by touching it with stam yadayim. You're allowed to touch it. Masha'en kein bikurim in truma, you can't even touch with stam yadayim. You're gonna passel it unless you wash your hands. But chulin you can touch. You just can't eat it. Okay. Rashi. Bikurim kruyim truma. Bikurim have the same status as truma because they're called truma. The Omer Maru, trumas yodcha elo abikurim. Lakachen ketruma. Therefore they have the same din as truma. Chayoven aleim misa, zor ha'ochle mezid. If a zor eats truma b'mezid, is chayav misa midei shamayim. Dichsivu mesu bokiya chaluluhu, v'somech lei v'chol zor lo yochal kodesh. V'chol ha'inyan medabra b'truma. That whole parish is talking about truma, and therefore a person who's not a kohen eats truma, and b'mezid is chayav misa midei shamayim. V'chomesh ha'ochle b'shoge. If you eat a b'shoge, you have to pay back what you ate, plus an extra chomesh. As kapar, you see the ish ki yochal kodesh bishgaga, the yosef chamishi so alav, ba'asu lezarin b'lav, and there's a lav to eat. What's it called? You're not allowed to eat it. If you eat it, you chayiv misa, and there's also a lav. You're not allowed to eat it. The hein nichse kohen lekadosh b'nesa ish. You can even use it to marry a woman. It's his money. The likach b'tmeim avodin v'karkol so behem atmei. Can buy whatever he wants with it. By truma and bikurim. And it's bottled in 101. Now you need 100 times chulin to mevatel the truma, but less than that not. If it gets mixed in with less than 100 times chulin, the whole mixture is also for a zar to eat. Because stam yodayim are considered a sheni, a vlad. So they can be pasul truma. Because if they touch truma, it becomes a shlishi, and it's possible. So therefore, you have to wash your hands, that they shouldn't be a sheni, before you can, what's it called, eat truma. The yodayim gazra aleim tuma sheni. The rabbanan made hands that touched various things considered a sheni. And stam yodayim were afraid maybe they touched things that would make them a sheni. Leficha posel sasa truma. If you touch truma with hands like that, it's possible. In lo notla, if you didn't wash them. The Harif Shemesh, im nitma tuma d'oraisa, if you became tame tuma d'oraisa, v'taval, and you went to the mikvah, eino ocho b'truma at Harif Shemesh, you can't eat truma till the day passes, and it's the next night. V'yavamas yalfinam nikroi, that's the first mission in Barachas, me'imosai korin eshma, mishosha kohanim nichnosim lecho b'trumasan, which is after tzeis, they went to the mikvah in the daytime, they had to wait till after tzeis to eat truma. Masha'en ken b'maiser, all these things don't apply to maiser and chulin. Ein misa v'ein chomesh, if you eat maiser, you're not chayiv misa, and you don't have to pay a chomesh if you eat it for shoge. V'ein osu lezorim, shorei kol asu nechol lezorim. And it's not also for a zar to eat it, because the whole thing is maiser sheni is for zorim, that they bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. The chomesh emosu b'dyonu lo airi v'chomesh hocha. Even though when you redeem Maiser Sheni, you have to add a fifth. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about adding a fifth for eating it b'shogeg. That's ridiculous. That doesn't apply to Maiser. Ki ha egavna de'im b'truma pidyon. And that truma doesn't apply to truma. Truma, you can't be polder. So there's no that idea of adding a fifth when you're polder Maiser doesn't apply b'chlau by truma. We're not talking about that fifth. We're talking about the fifth that you have to pay if you eat it shalokadid. And that doesn't apply to Maisa. The nichse hedit nami lo havi liknos bo avon v'karkos d'lo nitene lachilu shtia v'sicha. Maisa sheni, you can't use it as your own money to buy, to want to marry a woman or to do anything else with it. You have to redeem it for what's it called, food. You have to buy food with it and eat it in Yerushalayim. V'ein ton rechitza shadayim shena sheni posibol v'asul shlishi. By meiser, there is no shlishi, only a sheni. And therefore, if you touch meiser with hands that are a sheni, you don't affect it at all. They ain't no ton harif shemesh, and it doesn't eat harif shemesh. If you go to the mikvah, you can eat meiser immediately. You don't have to wait till nighttime. The kaimel on tovavol, ochel b'meiser. U'mikroi alfimel b'yavomus pergur. And we learn from psukim that truma needs harif shemesh, but meiser doesn't. Kol aton b'yus maim edivrei sofrim, kol shehu tor min atorah. The Chachomim gozer olav tuma, anything that really meant a Torah, you're tar. But the Rabbanan said you're tameh. So kol hanach da amri mesechah Shabbos perakama, the yud ches devarim, that the Rabbanan were gozer, makes a person tameh, or his hands tameh, then only has a din of a sheni. Elu posli mesat truma, ochel ochel rishon ochel sheni. They passel truma, because a sheni makes a shlishi by truma, but nothing more. So if your hands are sheni, they can passel the truma. They can't make it tamei to make something else tamei, but it makes becomes passel. Mitami is a kodesh, but kodesh, there's four levels. So if your hands are a sheni, they can make a shlishi, which can then make a revi, so the shlishi is called tamei. Kolomar, nosnu aleim tuma sheni l'tuma. V'hasheni mitami is a kodesh, lios karu tamei, upos aleim odes a revi. And that shlishi passels the revi, and that revi becomes passel. But by truma, it ends with the shlishi. So the sheni passels one more. The truma now becomes possible, but it's not tame to make something else tame. So it's only possible, it's not tame. Umutr lechulin, lechol chulin, and you're allowed to eat chulin. Medloktani veino poselis achulin. Venokat lishin the mutr afilo leochlin mashme. You can even eat. Oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay, next thing. Maskit lo Reb Shimi bar Ashi. So we answered, chulin, to eat it, you have to have netilas shadayim. To touch it, you don't need netilas shadayim. So now, Reb Shimi bar Ashi objects to that. Ad kan lo pligi rabbon and leidra meir ela ba'achila. 1 second, we didn't hear you. Okay, let me read. Ad kan lo pligi rabbon and Reb Shimon bar Ashi said the machlokas Reb Rabbanan and Reb Meir is only legabe eating maaser. The maaser, aval magia the maaser v'achila the chulin lo plige. Right, but when it comes to touching maaser or even eating chulin, they don't argue that you don't need a til shadayim. Ela idi v'idi v'achila. So where it says no, so both are talking v'achila, and it depends what you eat. V'lo kasha kan v'achila de nahami. If you eat bread, then you have to wash for chulin too. If you eat peiris, in other words, anything besides bread, then you don't have to wash for chulin. The Omer of Nachman, kol anotul yodav v'peiros, hareza migasi ruach. Person who washes for netilas shadayim, for peiros, is migasi haruach, Rashi. And therefore, the Mishnah that says you have to wash for chulin is talking when you eat bread, and the Brisa that says you don't wash for chulin is talking when you eat anything else besides bread. Okay. Now you can wash your hands, not legabi natil shadayim, for cleanliness purposes, that's no problem. That's not migasa shal ruach. You want to wash your hands because they're dirty. But if you wash them as natil shadayim, you're a balgaiva because there's no halacha like that, and you're doing something unnecessary. Doing, an extra chumra that's not necessary. See over here that some person machmer, where there's no place to be machmer, is gaiva. It's also to do something like that. Beyond that, there is a halacha, though, that if the fruit is wet with one of the 7 mashkim that makes it roi lekabel tuma, then there's an inyan to wash for peiros, something that's tibula b'mashka, as long as it's still wet. There was a gzeira to wash, right? Shaila, whether you wash with a bracha or not, we wash without a bracha for tibula b'mashka. Some poskim hold you do make a bracha even on that, when you wash for that. And some hold that bizman hazeh we're not knowing to be machmer on that, and we don't wash for tibula mashka, or chashulchan says like that. Mishabura says you should wash for, if you have an apple, and it has water on it, you have to wash your hands until shadayim, without any bracha, before you eat it. Or anything else. You have meat that you dip into, olive oil, or any of the sheva mashkim, you have to, and it's still wet, you have to wash nitzilos shadayim for it. And l'chatchil, a person should do that. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, for some reason, the minig ha'olam is not to be makbil on that. Okay, Rashi. Bachila, mashnish, and demasrich, nitzila bachila komer. Ad kan lo pligeish Rav Shimba Yashi says, no, litani, osur b'maisur loshen achila. Osur b'maisur means you can't eat it without washing. The Ibn Agiya, sheni lo posur b'maisur. If it's talking about touching it, sheni doesn't make a shlishi by maisur. There's no reason you can't touch it. The Mishaminin l'Rav Meir, the Omer Mutter b'achila, the Ifli Galei b'achila, the Maisa. The Ilu b'chul and Kulu Molder, the Mutter afilu b'achila. Umasnis and money. So according to Shimbarashi, by chul and you're even allowed to eat it. So who's the one who holds that you can't eat chulin unless you wash your hands? Kan b'achila peiris. The Mutter says, no, it makes a difference what you're eating. If you're eating only things that are not bread, that's called peiri. Havik toni masha ein kein b'maisur b'achila de peiri komer. By truma, even if you eat only fruit or meat or something like that, you have to wash. Well, we can't have meat with truma. If you eat, what's it called, fruit, you also have to wash, because if you touch it, it's going to become posel. The sheni posel is a truma. So therefore, what's it called, that's the thing. So the halacha is that for chulin, you have to wash until shadayim if you, what's it called, eat bread, but you don't wash for other things. And by truma, even if you eat fruit, you have to wash Nitzilas Shadayim. By Kohen has to wash Nitzilas Shadayim.